and it was 20 years ago tonight that the 1996 Atlanta Olympics opened with that famous opening ceremony featuring the torch lighting by the late Muhammad Ali. But ahead of that big night, much of Atlanta was redeveloped. Old buildings were torn down for new structures and public spaces. One of those demolitions permanently changed how the city's lowest income residents lived. Stephanie Stokes takes a look.
Renee Glover is proud that Centennial Place looks nothing like public housing.
So as you can see, I mean, it's a beautiful community. It's quiet.
We're walking down Merritts Avenue near Georgia Tech, passing townhomes clean with well-groomed landscapes. We approach an intersection at the bottom of the hill.
This used to be Techwood Drive, and we were able to get the city council to change the name to Centennial Olympic Park Boulevard.
It was necessary for the transformation, says Glover. During the Olympics, she was the director of the Atlanta Housing Authority.
We wanted to put some distance between the old bad history and the new history, because quite frankly, the properties would not be mixed income communities if market rate families didn't choose to come live at the property.
Many of those market-rate families wouldn't come near this area when it was still Techwood Drive.
Techwood Homes was a place that you would not drive through.
Thomas Boston is an economics professor at Georgia Tech, where Centennial Place is now was the nation's oldest public housing, Techwood Homes. Boston says on regular commutes from the Atlanta University Center, he steered clear.
It was just such a distressed and troubled and violent neighborhood that you avoided it.
Maintenance issues and drug violence were plaguing public housing around the country in the 80s. But according to Lawrence Vail, a planning professor at MIT,
Atlanta had a particularly bad time of it, and certainly by the early 1990s, the conditions in most of the family public housing were pretty atrocious.
Around that time, Atlanta also knew it was getting visitors, a lot of them, for the 1996 Olympics, which made Techwood the all-too-visible blemish.
If you drove down I-75 coming to the center of town, all you had to do was look to your right over this just distressed area. So there was this urgency. We got to do something.
When Renee Glover took over the reins of the city's housing authority in 1994, she did do something.
Welcome to the world of the Olympic Legacy Program.
She started the Olympic Legacy Program. Step one was to demolish Techwood Homes. The logic was it put too much poverty in one place. The Housing Authority wanted to start over with a new approach, a development for a mix of incomes. The remodeled neighborhood, Centennial Place, was ready just in time for the Olympics.
Hi.
Margie Smith lets me into her apartment at Centennial Place. She had lived in Techwood since the 70s.
I was given a choice of a lot of complex to move to when I picked Techwood Homes. Don't ask me why, I just picked that one, and I'm glad I did.
She says Centennial Place is a nice place to live. The Housing Authority boasts a YMCA, a top school. At Techwood, though, Smith and her neighbors were close.
We were family. I have lifelong friends I met from out here. Even though we were public housing, we were a neighborhood just like any other neighborhood is.
Now they're scattered. Smith is actually one of the few who returned. Most, if they received assistance after, took vouchers and moved elsewhere in Atlanta or to the suburbs. It's why many researchers and advocates are critical of the Techwood turnaround story.
The message is that, you know, we've transformed these people by fixing their neighborhood and their home, but the missing piece of that is that it's not the same people.
Vail, the MIT professor, says the Housing Authority just moved those people out of the way.
You know, there was a fundamental disrespect for the kind of community that was in these places.
Renee Glover, for her part, admits there would never have been enough room for all of the Techwood residents at Centennial Place. Only 40% is public housing.
What I will say to you is that there are trade-offs. So if you do 100% assisted families, you're not going to have a mixed income community, and you're not going to have all of the things that come with that.
The things surrounding me and Glover at Centennial Place, townhomes on a quiet street. After the Olympics, the city, under Glover's direction, transformed the rest of its public housing projects. The model was Techwood. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.